Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth, the catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lawler scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Maris reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Hadley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Latman reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio bunts in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Latman moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Latman scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Latman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McEnany moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. McEnany scores. Latman moves to third. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Fox reaches second base with a double. Latman scores. Aparicio scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hadley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Latman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McEnany moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McEnany scores. Latman moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McEnany for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Latman bunts towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from House and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Phillips scores. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Murray Dixon now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips throws to second for 1, and Fox throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Serve moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.